that. Hey, how about an opportunity to celebrate West Michigan painters? My next guest, Second Avenue Arts, his home away from home, has gathered six Grand Rapids curators together for a pop-up show entitled Celebrating West Michigan Painters. Let's talk about it. Mike Coleman, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
I'm glad you are here. Tell me a little bit about you and about Second Avenue Arts.
Second Avenue Arts is a business I started a few years ago. Kind of came out of my passion for art, my love for art, and making it a full-time business. I spent about a decade on the lakeshore here in West Michigan and moved back to New York City where I had originally been for art school, you know, in the 90s, mid-90s. So I went back there 3 years ago and have been working with a number of artists and galleries and buying, selling art. And some of the artists that I work with are originally from this area. So I've been finding myself keep coming back to this area and, you know, trying to do some fun, exciting things.
Awesome. Well, what's happening Friday night? Where do we head and what do we see, Mike?
Well, I've got a showcasing of really world-class artists, all painters. They are all either from this area here in West Michigan or have worked here for at least 5 years. And I've brought together a bunch of curators from town to get their input. What they think is most exciting going on in this area in terms of contemporary painting. So it's really an exciting show of different people's ideas of what painting is, bringing that together. There's a number of artists that are really on the international level, and it's really exciting to come into town and just a matter of a couple of weeks put something like this together and create the energy that really surrounds the art world here in Grand Rapids.
Great. Where are we headed?
Pardon?
Where is the exhibit?
The exhibit is at a new downtown location for Brush Studio at 50 Lewis Southwest. So right downtown. It's a beautiful building. They just opened, I believe, last week. So it's really a great space, brand new, beautiful brick walls for showcasing art.
You bet. Looks like you run from Friday night to March 16th, open for viewing during the business hours and more. And there's also a special panel discussion come near the close on the 16th. Mike, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, on the 16th, as we close, I'll be announcing three awards. I've got three companies in the area here in West Michigan that have committed to buying art. I'll be announcing those purchase awards. And then I'm also bringing together a few of the curators, some of the artists, a few guest speakers. We'll all be talking about contemporary painting in West Michigan.
That's great. Mike, can you drop a couple of artist names?
Yeah, a really important artist in New York City who's been there for 18 years, originally from here, is Tyler Loftus. He's originally from the Lakeshore. I'll be showing Tim Kurtz, also from the Lakeshore, as well as a few artists from Richard App Gallery, Maggie Banstra, Chemo, Rick Beerhorst from Grand Rapids as well, and a number of others. There'll be about 15 artists in total.
Oh, that's great. And I guess coming full circle with your curators, your artists, your what, three purchase awards?
Yes, three purchase awards. That's the way I get sponsorship for the show. In terms of the artist and creating a kind of a sizzle for the show, it's really exciting to see at least three new works find new homes.
Oh, that's great. And obviously, as I mentioned, this should all be information should be found somewhere where we can actually find out the times for visiting.
Yeah, you can find it on secondavarts.com, also on Second Ave Arts Facebook. Probably the best places to find that.
And do we call this, Mike, we call this a pop-up show? Is that kind of the term?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you see a lot of that in New York where different curators, different artists get together and they find an alternative space and do a show. And it's a really exciting way to showcase art because it takes it out of the normal context and it mixes things up. So when you find a beautiful space and you are showing great, you know, quality work, it's just a different space. And it's always good, I think, to kind of switch up our perspective and change things a little bit rather than the normal outlets for showcasing art. So it's just a different way to do it. And for me, to be able to do something so quickly, it's really the only way.
Great. All right. Details one more time with that contact information, Mike.
Yeah, secondavarts.com, Second Ave Arts Facebook. And tomorrow night, showcasing world-class painters from 6 to 8 at 50 Lewis Southwest, downtown Grand Rapids.
Free and looks like open to the public as well, so that's a good thing.
It's open to everybody. I hope to see you there, Shelley.
Ooh, I'll have to make a note on that. Mike Colvin, thanks so much for the conversation, getting the word out. You bet.
Thank you.